We're back because it's hour two of the show, and it's so good to have you here at 6:06. Or, let's see, that would be about 12:06 in certain areas in Australia where Jackie's Down Under Patriots are listening intently. I'm waiting for that first text to studio. Now, I know there's some pretty serious censorship that goes on in Australia. I remember so much that we were hearing about, learning about during the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus lockdowns, the COVID-19 stuff. It was what they were doing down there to their citizens was just extraordinary. So I don't know if there are any limitations, if you can get on the internet down there. But if you can, go to 710K. Well, go to the App Store. Download the 710 KNUS app and use that text to studio button. Texts are pouring in tonight. Loving that. But would love to hear from somebody down under, where it is now about 12:06 on Sunday afternoon. Isn't that weird how that works? Have you ever flown internationally and you're going backwards against the clock? And it's just, I don't know, does strange things on your body, that's for sure. So I did get these Democrat ballots. Texter sent them in. In fact, one wrote in and said, "I'm not Jay. Here's the Democrat ballot. I am a registered independent." And then Jay sent me all of his ballots as well. So, yep, all of these people are on here, including Joseph R. Biden Jr. Heard of him. But then at the bottom on the Democrat ballot only, it says non-committed delegate. Non-committed delegate. Now, I just simply don't know what that means or how that works. So if you have an answer to that question, I would certainly appreciate it. 303-696-1971. We have write-in on the Republican ballot after it lists off Vivek and Asa and Nikki and Ron and Christie and Ryan Binkley, I guess. And then Donald J. Trump, and then write-in at the bottom. But I don't know what this non-committed delegate on the Democrat side is. Now, I know we have Democrats listening because they post up clips from this show on the Attack Dog websites and places like that. So, come on. Just a little bit of guts. 303-696-1971. Before we get into any other topics or play some of this great audio that John put together for us, John Corbless behind the glass tonight, let's get back to the phones. Our old friend Brian in Arvada has been waiting. Brian, so glad to hear from you. Welcome.
You as well, Randy. Thanks for fighting the good fight, by the way.
You're welcome.
That's what we need. Go ahead.
I'll save my question. You were about to get on a roll, man.
No, go ahead and shoot the question.
I just wondered if you knew. I'm looking at this Democrat ballot that was texted in from a registered independent. Can you register independent in Colorado? I thought you're unaffiliated if you don't register with Republican, Democrat, Green, Libertarian, or any of the political parties. But I don't think that you can register as an independent. Maybe the texter can explain that to me with a subsequent text.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. But, you know, we got Griswold behind it, so no worries. It'll be completely fair. I mean, she's non-biased. She's non-partisan. So we'll be good on that aspect. But
yeah, it's great to be represented by a nonpartisan Secretary of State who's only interested in secure, safe, transparent, honest elections. I really feel better.
If anybody can look at Griswold and say she's an honest, sane person, you know, they need to look at themselves in the mirror and say, hey, man, my judgment's just a wee bit off here. I mean, she's a nut job, kind of like that Fannie Willis. I mean, you can see it. They expose themselves, you know, but hopefully people will wake up. But I was wondering, Randy, do you think we got the margin? You know, we got to beat them by a certain margin, the margin of fraud and stuff. Is old Zucker Bucks going to be able to put all those, unmonitored boxes all over the place in the swing states again? Or have the Republican Party been working on that to maybe switch some of that cheating up?
Well, the RNC has definitely been working on that. Over, I think, 71 lawsuits right now on different issues, different areas, particularly focused on battleground states or else egregiously unconstitutional decisions that have been made, like allowing, illegal aliens or non-citizens who are in this country to vote, things like that. So it's going to be much, much harder. We're going to be watching, and he's not going to be able to just, you know, write a big fat check to Pam Anderson's board position organization, CTCL, the Center for Tech and Civic Life. That kind of garbage will not happen. We won't have the censorship we had to deal with from, you know, on Twitter, now known as X, and just so many things that they're not going to be able to do in 2024. Gives me great hope, Brian.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope, you know, because for a private citizen like Zuckerberg, to be able to put all these ballot boxes everywhere because we were poisoned, you know, from the Wuhan virus. We were poisoned by China, which pretty much owns Joe. I mean, we have to start telling the truth. It's just the way it happened. You know, what was funny is they weren't, when that virus first came out, I still remember it. All those citizens from that area in Wuhan weren't allowed to travel to any other province in China. They were only allowed to go overseas. Now, guys, kind of get a clue here. And then all of a sudden we got all these rules being changed. But if you say, hey, you know, the election, you know, it might not have been fair, then everybody calls you an election denier, which is stupid. Because they're, you know, they're deniers that we got cheated. So, I don't know. The whole thing's a mess. But
well, and remember, Brian, that when Donald Trump put a stop to the Chinese that were being flown out of Wuhan coming into this country, Democrats attacked him as racist and, you know, xenophobic, all the different labels that you can put on somebody. And yet, once again, as so often the case, he was proven correct.
Yeah, everything he always says, it comes back correct. But people, I don't know, maybe their hatred for him, they'd rather be in this totalitarian hellhole that we live in right now. But hopefully the Republican Party is working on that. So you're telling me that Zuckerberg won't be able to put a bunch of drop boxes all over these swing states and we won't have that shenanigans? How are they going to stop that?
Well, there have been laws enacted in certain states. Some of the ways that money was used were clearly illegal at the time. So doing it again will be, you know, cause for alarm because people will be watching for it. You know, Facebook is still going to be a biased place for information, but they're losing their grip. I mean, X is really taking over the social media space. And what about Truth Social? A $10 billion market cap being approved by the SEC, I guess, going to put hundreds of millions of dollars into Trump's pocket and ongoing. So even if he has to post a bond while he appeals this ridiculous judgment in New York, he's going to be okay.
You know, I'm sick of that stupid question, by the way. Hey, if Trump gets convicted of something, will it change your opinion? No, it won't change my opinion at all. I mean, he's got 91 indictments against him. This is a political hit job. Any idiot can see. And then he had that lawyer, that Georgia gal. She upsets me so much. Sometimes I can't remember her name. Fannie, who had that one guy that she hired for $650,000, which he was a personal injury attorney, by the way. So he had no experience. He's kicking back money to her. He's going to Washington. They're all heading to Washington. They're all colluding, but we all just keep our heads up our you-know-what and go, well, I don't know. You know, it's just so dumb on its face. It's right in your face, corruption. But there's just too many cowards out there, you know, and it started with the stolen election, then it went to the COVID poisoning, you know, and then it went to, hey, we'll just shut down the small business. The more you allow them to do, they're going to test you, the more they're going to do. It's that simple. So it's either going to be people stand up and you change the system, enough people, which I think it's starting to come that way, or you say, well, you know, I'm still comfortable and stuff, so I'll slip on my mask because I don't want confrontation. No, you're going to have confrontation, and that's just going to be the way it is if you want to be free. You cannot have freedom if you're a coward. You have to have bravery. It's that simple. And that's what separates us from the rest of the world. But we're starting to just kind of blend right in. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens is the point. But I'll tell you what, I do see the energy arising on the side of God and country. And it makes me very, very optimistic. But, Brian, I do have to correct.
The bravery has to be there. Remember that. The bravery. We know what's right. It's just doing what's right and admitting what's right. But anyhow, it's nice to talk to you again, Randy.
But Brian, before you go, I do have to correct you on something, and I hate to do it, man, because you're such a great caller.
Ahead.
But, you know, it's not Fonnie Willis or Fannie Willis. It's Big Fannie Willis. You got to get that
Big
pronunciation.
Fanny
Big Fannie. Did you hear her? Listen to this. This is really short.
Whole life, when I took out a large amount of money on my first campaign, I kept some of the cash of that. Like, to tell you, I just have cash in my house. I don't have as much today.
She, you know, she was feeding this boyfriend cash from her house, and she was questioned about, I guess, tens of thousands of dollars. But did you, this is her on the witness stand, did you hear what she said right at the beginning?
Listen. Whole life, when I took out a large amount of money on my first campaign, I kept some of the
When
cash.
I took out a large amount of money from my first campaign, nothing illegal about that, is there?
No, and this is the gal that's going to take down the most powerful guy in the world, the most honest, powerful guy in the world. This idiot. I mean, anybody that looks at that and goes, he can justify anything about that is just completely stupid. She was embarrassing, like, you know, I got cash. Do you have any receipts? I mean, you paid him back. I mean, it's so obviously in your face, corrupt.
Yeah.
But it comes down to, again, we all know what's right. We all know what's wrong. It's just if good men are willing to stand up for what's right, or if they're willing to just go along to get along. And that's going to be the deciding factor of how we move forward, I guess.
Brian, great stuff. Have a great weekend. Thanks for always checking in. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy.
Brian's line is open at 303-696-1971, 696-1971. Before we jump back to the phones, texts are pouring in tonight. I love the 710 CanUS text-to-studio feature on the 710 CanUS app. And Texter says that Trump is rocking tonight on Newsmax. So before we jump back to the phones, let's just check in with him for a moment.
And they started working the next day. There was no complaints, and there was no problems, and there was no anything going through the air. There was nothing. They had same-day voting and voter ID. They want paper, highly sophisticated paper. 9%. You'll save a fortune, 9%. And you'll have your answer by 10 o'clock in the evening. But until then, Republicans
All
must
right.
win. If you took the 10 worst presidents...
This is the guy that I hear leftist commentators saying Joe Biden is dying to debate, that he will cream Donald Trump in a debate like he did the first time, they claim, when Trump, remember, was fresh out of the hospital from the CCP virus. And he had good old former Fox News host Chris Wallace on Biden's side, shutting him down. And he was talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. And Biden came back and said, you know, 51 national security officials have said that that's Russian propaganda. And Chris Wallace was just in him and on Trump like flies on. Well, you know. And, I'm so excited about this election. I know it's not going to be Biden, but for somebody to be being attacked by the U.S. government, the Department of Justice, by these renegade prosecutors in states around the country, the way Donald Trump, and he just shows up and he just fights back, that should be an inspiration to you. It is certainly an inspiration to me. All right, we can push this break a little bit because people have been waiting. Let's get to Lynn in Evergreen. Lynn, welcome. Thank you.
Oh, Randy, my gosh. I hope you don't go away. I really do. I mean, we've lost so many great talk show hosts, you know, at 710 KNUS. But please don't go away. Even though you're only there once a week, please don't go away. Okay, so the topic of my call was this. When you unregister as Democrat or Republican, all the choice is, and excuse me if I'm wrong about this, the only other choice is, quote unquote, unaffiliated. No independent party, no what Constitution party, nothing like that. When you unregister from either party, you have to go to, quote unquote, unaffiliated.
Yeah, I don't think there is a, yeah, I was just confused by this text who said he was he or she said they were a registered independent. because
that's in thought. That's in thought. But when it comes to legalities of registering, you know, the only choice you have is unaffiliated. There is no independent party. There is no constitution party. There's no other party except Democrat, Republican. Otherwise, you're unaffiliated.
I think that's right. So I'm hoping that maybe the texter will chime back in and explain what they meant.
Yeah, and please, Randy, please, we need to have local talk radio. You know, we can choose from all the other sites, you know, to hear about and keep up with national politics. But you know what? What KNUS is losing is local politics.
Well, you know, I don't know what direction things are going, what the talk radio is really doing. I know for me it is an opportunity as an activist to advocate and to get people fired up and to connect people and, you know, to keep the swinging going on.
But those decisions
are way above my pay grade.
Local politics is the most important politics. Then you move up. You know, you move up to regional, and then you move up to U.S., but a lot of people don't understand how complicated our government is.
Can't argue with that, Lynn. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, thank you, Randy.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lynn's line is open, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We better take our pause now, get back to your phone calls, and we've got a lot of surprises in store, some very interesting and sometimes, for me, unusual topics to delve in as we continue the show here on 710 KNUS. Not sure there's anything left to me, veteran of 1,000 psychic wars. I wonder if that had anything to do with, I don't know, drug culture. That was Blue Oyster Cult from 1981. And John Corbless is behind the glass. He put together the music tonight. So if you love it, call in and let him know. And if you hate it, well, you got to work on your taste, man. This stuff is good. Anyway, welcome back. It's an unbelievable night here on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Wall to wall, full lines. Text messages are pouring in. We had a little chance to tune in with Donald Trump. He's wrapped up his rally in Michigan, where he is leading Joe Biden, causing Joe Biden to go to Dearbornistan and try and court the Muslim vote there by the way that he is mistreating Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. It is pretty terrifying where we are and where we stand with the political leadership of this country. Look at our military. Wokeness taking precedence over security, discipline, power, the ability to kill. That's what a military has to do. And it just trickles all the way down. Mayorkas, we've got some great audio for you we're going to get back to, but we are celebrating full lines tonight. Let's go to, we're going to take them in order. Jim in Littleton's been waiting the longest. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, Randy. How are you doing?
Hanging in, man. Doing well.
Listen, you're a breath of fresh air. I mean, you're a very positive individual concerning Trump and all that. But, you know, everyone else on this station, except for Matt Dunn, pretty much doesn't think that he will win the primary, but Trump will not win the general. And I'm just wondering, what do you see different this year that from 2020 election is going to make it so Trump wins?
Oh man, how long you got?
Well,
Absolutely, man. I was just joking with you there, but number one, we don't have the Communist Chinese Party Wuhan virus to shut us down and go to all mail-in voting, extended deadlines, accepting ballots after the election cutoff, sometimes for hours, sometimes for days. Mail ballot boxes on every corner, unmonitored. That's number one. I always have to remind people before I get deeper into this list that even with all of the unconstitutional changes to voting rules and regulations in 2020, excused by the COVID-19 virus, Donald Trump only lost that election by about 35 or 40,000 votes in just the right places, in just the right districts in battleground states. It was that close. I don't know if you listened to the show last week. We had Garland Favorito on, who was has been at every day at this 4-week trial that went on involving Dominion voting machines and Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and they found 6 figures worth of votes. I'll go down some of the statistics later, that with no chain of custody, with no signature verification, where they couldn't find original ballot duplicates, on and on and on. Just in, we're talking about one state here, a state that Donald Trump supposedly lost by about a grand total of 11,000 votes. So eyes are going to be on all of those things. Now we've got 3+ years under Democrat control with creepy, sleepy Joe Biden and his policies. Prices are up. Fuel is up. Food is up. Wages are down. Inflation is up. The border wide open. All these millions of people floating in. So people who before, you know, I don't like Trump, he tweets meanly, they're going to remember what it was like during those 4 years compared to what we've gone through these last 3 or 4 years. So there are a few of the reasons that I'm talking about. The RNC, which is responsible for nominating and then assisting in electing a president. That is really their primary goal and primary duty. We had our hands tied behind our back. I say our because I'm the Republican National Committee man for Colorado. We had our hands tied behind our back for 40 years by a consent decree that was agreed to by a RNC chairman decades ago, and a judge who, once that was put in place, said that the Republican National Committee, after an election, could not get involved with election litigation, with election challenges, for 40 years. 2022 was the first time that we were able to get our hands untied from behind our back, because that judge actually died. So the RNC is involved. I mean, the list is pretty long, and I could keep going, but how's that for a start?
Well, that's a start, but, you know, people that voted for Biden, I mean, I've talked to a lot of them, and I'm like, there still seem to be voting for Biden. I mean, I just, and also, those states, those swing states are, you know, I don't know, has anything changed? They still have the ballot. They still have the drop-in ballot boxes in Georgia. There'll be less of, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Randy, there was a statistic 20 years ago, they actually did a study on illegal immigrants voting in our election. They came up with a number, and this was a conservative number, roughly 10% of the illegal aliens that are in this country vote in our election. That was a conservative number. Okay, we've got like 8-10 million illegals that have just come in through Biden. They're going into certain states. Do you not think that they are not going to have an impact on this election?
I think they will. And there are lawsuits that are strengthening up things like ID requirements, signature verification, all of those kinds of things. But I remind you that in spite of what I believe was massive fraud, massive illegal activity in the 2020 election, they were still with all of it. You hear people talk about, you know, we have to win by the margin of fraud. They were still only able to keep Donald Trump out by about 30 or 40,000 votes in spite of all of it. If in fact Joe Biden got 80 million popular votes, and I don't believe that for a second, they were only able to keep Donald.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. So, you know, there's just
even the Democrats agree with that.
Yeah.
Even the Democrats agree. They don't see that how that happened. He was not more popular than Barack Obama.
Let's talk about a couple more things since you're not quite yet convinced. I'm extremely excited about the work of places like Colorado Christian University, Turning Point Action, that's Charlie Kirk's group, with energizing, training, and activating young people, young conservatives who are articulate and unafraid, who are going to go out and do the work that, you know, some of us are maybe aging out a little bit and don't want to do. The youth vote, the black vote, the Hispanic vote, the soccer mom vote, all if those percentages move just a few percent, the Democrats are maybe done forever. And they know that. That's one of the reasons that Biden has been keeping the border wide open, trying to flood the country the way he is. And Alejandro Mayorkas continues to say that our border is secure. The lying, the hypocrisy. Here's one last thing. I've got full lines, and then let you get in the last word, Jim, but then I'll move on. But the censorship that went on in 2020. I've forgotten the number now, a huge number of voters who said had they known that the Hunter Biden laptop story was true, had it not been censored on X, had the New York Post and others been, you know, squashed in their ability to get out the facts about that, and then the lie of 51, you know, national security experts coming in and saying that that's Russian propaganda, that would have flipped the election in Donald Trump's favor. Just that one piece. And we're on top of all of it now. So what I worry about is the things that we haven't thought of that they have. They're out there lawfaring around Mark Elias, suing here and suing there, but he's losing a fair number of these lawsuits. So I also believe in God, and I believe that America still has a long future ahead.
Well, I agree with you, too, on that. I believe in God, too, and I believe, hopefully. But we've become a country that believed in God, where I believe that now we've become, there is probably half of the population that doesn't believe in God in this country now, going forward. I mean, I just see it all over. I mean, there is so many people that they don't believe in God anymore. That's, I think it's flipped our country.
There's a lot to what you say there, but the flip side to that as well, and of course everything has a flip side if you can dig around and find it, is that so many conservative Christians have not voted, and people have been afraid to get politically active in the church, and that's changing. It's changing fast, and that's a population that can also sway an election.
I hope you're right. I do know. I have a son that is in the military. He says, "Dad, I'm not voting," and I'm like, "You're kidding me." And he basically says, "I see no difference between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" He goes, "No, I don't think my vote's going to vote." There are so many people that have now, because of what's gone on with the election and all that, that just feel like their vote doesn't count, and so they've checked out. And I think a lot of it is the younger population. And I just can't convince him to vote. I just can't. He's like, I'm done. I see no future.
How old is he?
How many of those are out there? How many of those are out there, do you think, Randy?
Well, you know, the young people worry me as far as who will, you know, get brainwashed in college and go vote for Democrats. And I don't want them voting. But when I see the energy, the training, the organization, the money that's being raised, the way that, going back to Turning Point USA, now in high schools, in liberal colleges, chapters all around the country, and the energy at these rallies. I was invited out as Republican National Committee man to the Turning Point Action RNC, pre-RNC meeting. We had our winter meeting in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and Turning Point put on their own RNC before the Republican National Committee meeting, and they use the initials to stand for Restoring National Confidence. And the number of people that were there, the trainings that were going on, the energy, the enthusiasm, and the money, very, very significant. We're still behind the Democrats in so many of these things. But in spite of all of it, in 2020, 40,000 votes between the last 3 years of hell and what would have been an incredibly powerful second term for Donald J. Trump. So I remain optimistic, Jim, and there's nothing to lose by doing it. You know, my philosophy has always been prepare for the worst, and as long as you can handle that, then count on the best and fight for it, because you got nothing to lose.
Well, I'll vote for Trump, and I'll try to convince my family to vote for Trump, but the point is, you know, sometimes you just feel like the system's still in place. Now, not only that, Randy, you're dealing with the federal government has its finger on the election. Do you not think so?
Well, it's harder for them this time. They had it on there last time. We know how the FBI and Department of Justice got into squashing these very important stories that could have changed a percentage of votes in the 2020 presidential election. They're not going to get away with that again. That has been exposed. That is not going to happen. But yeah, all you got to do is look at the lawfare, Department of Justice, Jack Smith. Yeah. I mean, my God, it's insane. But the more that happens, the more Donald Trump's numbers go up as well. So, you know, day at a time, yeah. Jim, but keep checking in and we'll see if things start to change in your own family or in your own mind about how it's going to go. Really appreciate the call.
I hope you're right, Randy. I really do.
God bless you, sir. All right, Jim's line is open, 303-696-1971. We've been saying hi repeatedly to Jackie's Down Under Patriots listening in Australia, where right now it's about 12:41. Well, it depends on where you are, because, you know, the times, when you look at the world clocks or whatever, it depends on what time zone we're in. It depends on which time zone they're in or which part of Australia we're talking about. But anyway, Jackie is on the line. Jackie, you brought Australia to wake up with Randy Corcoran. God bless you, ma'am.
I sure did, because they are watching this just as closely as we are, and they are big fans, and have all I ever hear from them is just never, ever give up and to not give up our guns. But, yeah, they're down there enthusiastically listening. They had some trouble with the app. I don't think they're able to text in, but I sent a link a few times, so maybe we can figure it out for them. But, you know, Randy, you've had so many good callers, and every time somebody calls, I'm like, oh, I just wish I could talk to that person. But to Jim, I'll just say, just don't ever give up. That's the difference. Just never, ever give up. It's your son. Don't give up. And let him watch one of those rallies of Charlie Kirk's, because they're incredible. And I think when people start realizing that a whole segment of their demographic, or, you know, your son's age or whatever, are really learning about the truth, it might help, you know, open his mind a little and sway him to listen and to maybe change his, you know, his thoughts about what it is, because I think we've all been there with wondering about that. But and then another thing I wanted to say was, it Lynn who called earlier about how complicated our government is and how to learn, you know, what's going on?
It was.
I think we need to, we have to get to something called tacticalcivics.com. It's tacticalcivics.com. And it's a group that is basically educating local communities county-wise. And there's an 11-minute video that explains it all. And you can watch that, and just, there's a red button you can press and join. It's $5. That's it. Someone will get in touch with you. And that's how we have to do it, county by county. There's no other way. You know, the government is, whatever these people are, it's too huge. Most of them are installed, as we know, and they have an agenda, and it's not ours. So we need to go back to our roots, and remember that charity begins at home, and get onto that. It's so educational. And there's a ton of great people on Rumble. You can learn about, we're in a continuity of government right now. I totally believe that. So I think Donald Trump is still the commander-in-chief. And I have so much hope. It is hard, but this is like a behemoth that we're watching that has taken over. So it almost brings me to tears now, but it's frightening, but I think we're winning.
Well, the website sounds interesting. Tacticalcivics.com, tacticalcivics.com.
Yep.
Very, very interested in that. And
yeah,
as far as Donald Trump still being the commander in chief, I'd love to explore that a little bit more sometime, but we are up against a break. But Jackie, I do appreciate you bringing in the Australians from down under.
They're loving it.
when we saw what happened during the COVID lockdowns in Australia and elsewhere, and when you think about the proximity to countries like New Zealand, Australia, and others, to China, and how China is, you know, taking command of the seas right under our noses, they have to be terrified. They have to be looking to America to try and pull its head out of the dark side, and
everyone is. I mean, we're the last hope. Yeah, I mean, they're all looking at us. And, you know, speaking of God, that is the thing that makes our country so very different. Why we've lasted as long as we have. This country, the pilgrims came, when everybody came and did all that, they made a covenant, a pact with God. They made a promise to God. So I truly believe that the reason we're still fighting this fight and still able to is because God loves our country too. And I know there's people who think they don't believe in God, but that God's in all of us. So if it goes the way I'm hoping it'll go, a lot of people will come to realize that there's something so amazing about us as individuals, and it comes from God. And if we can put that together, we're unstoppable. And yes, those the deep state cabal, criminal scumbag, human traffickers, I'm just going to say it, they are terrified. And they're going to come after us with everything they can, because this is the last ditch here. And, you know, I just tell people, you know, brace yourself, because it could get a little ugly, maybe more ugly than it's ever been. But I still think we win. But there's going to be some chaos, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And if people want to learn about that stuff, get on Rumble. I can give, Randy, I'll give you a list some other time. There's so much great information and so much truth. Remember, it's being censored. You're not hearing it. If you're watching TV, forget it.
Yeah, you
might as well go stick your head in the sand, because it's not there. So,
well, Jackie,
anyways, thanks, Randy.
Thanks so
I'm
much.
I'm out of breath. I'm running with my dog.
But thanks for bringing the international audience to Wake Up with Randy Corporan. That's an awful lot of fun. God bless you.
Thank you.
I know we're real late on the break, and then we'll get back on the phones. Jackie's line is open at 303-696-1971. But I've been saying this a long time. The reason that it's going to get far more intense before it gets better, and the reason that the Democrats will lie to your face like Mayorkas, the border is secure. Same thing applies to Kamala. And the reason they'll put up with a brain-dead, putative president, commander-in-chief with pedophilic tendencies is because they're desperate. They know that the gig is up if they don't seal the deal in 2024. So it's going to be intense. It's going to be a great ride. Time to saddle up and get ready and go to work, too. If you did stuff in a last election, plan to do more. Take that experience. Bring some friends with you. Door knocking, phone calling, still very, very important. So many ways to get involved. We'll be continuing to talk about them, as we go on. But, man, it's 6:47. We got to take that break. So stay with us here. 710 KNUS. Mm-hmm. Another hot one from 1981, Lunatic Fringe Red Rider here on 710 KNUS. Thanks to John Corbless for taking over bumper music duties and doing a mighty fine job. I told him during the break, no more coffee for me right before this show, because I am on the Lunatic Fringe tonight. And you guys have kept it hot nonstop. Phone calls, and we really do appreciate that. Our phone number here is 303-696-1971, 696-1971. Have not had a chance to get to the text messages and read any of those to you. Some good ones in there. And a shout out to everybody who gave me an answer to this non-committed delegate situation that appears on the Democrat primary ballot, especially our dearest of family friends, Kara, and my deceased wife's best friend for their entire life, literally from kindergarten until now. Someone who really, really shares this loss with us. Kind enough to send information to me to help out tonight. We love you, Kara. Thank you so very much. Let's get back to the phones. Joan in Lakewood has been patiently waiting. Joan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Randy. First thing I want to say is you keep talking about how you're national committee chairman, and I really like that you're the national committee chairman. And the other day I was talking to a young man, and he was like, tell me what this is all about. And so I was trying to explain it to him and stuff, and then I told him that you were the national committee chairman, and his eyes lit up, and he was like, oh, I know him, and he's such a great person. So all I can say is thank you for your service, and think about doing it again.
Well, it's so nice of you, Joan, to talk to one of my children.
So the other thing is that I called in about this non-committed delegate on the Democratic ballot.
Yeah.
And so I found this per statute, a vote for a non-committed delegate provides, and this is in quotation marks.
And by the way, let me just reset this for people who are just tuning in. We had a caller earlier. It was Jay, a farmer from out east, who is unaffiliated. So we got both the Republican and the Democrat ballot. And on the Democrat ballot, it lists the current brain-addled commander-in-chief near the bottom. But the very bottom thing on there is a box you can check. Instead of a presidential candidate, it says non-committed delegate. And so you're going to explain what that means, because he and I couldn't figure it out. I did not know.
Well, So this non-committal delegate provides, in quotations now from the Secretary of State, a place on the primary ballot for electors who have no presidential candidate preference to register a vote to send a non-committed delegate to the political party's national convention.
Huh.
So what I think...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I want you to go ahead and explain.
So what I think is happening is people are like, why are we still... why are we still having all these people on the ballot, right? And it's like, one, that their campaigns are suspended, they're not withdrawn, right? And two, how they portion out delegates depends on what percentage that they get. And I don't know if that's true here with the Republicans, but I think it does work with the Democrats. And so this non-committed delegate is saying, we don't like Joe Biden, and so we're not going to commit you to vote for Joe Biden. And if something else comes up that's better, you can be a non-committed delegate. And I know in the Republican Party that on the first two rounds, you are committed to vote a certain way. So that's kind of binding.
If we have a nominee who beats 50%.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess so what you're saying, we're going to run out of time here, but I guess what you're saying is that if someone doesn't want to choose a Democrat nominee, they vote for that non-committed delegate, and then they can go and pick their own person at their convention. Do you have any idea how much does the non-committed delegate have to win the primary? Is that how that works? And then they send a free agent? I don't get it still.
I'm not sure about that. It's kind of interesting in some ways because this is just new. I mean, they passed the statute of what, like,
our family friend Kara sent me the site, I believe, to the statute. So I'll see if I can look that up and get a better understanding of it, because it's a very interesting idea. Joan, we got about 10 seconds left. Really appreciate you waiting, weighing in tonight, and keep up the good work out there. We will talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Man, 2 hours have gone by. And we're just barely getting started. So stick around. Final hours ahead on 710 KNUS.